Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 502. How was this movie called? Ready or Not.
No, we're doing the box office.
This is the box office report. Kevin will fix all this in post.
Wow.
No, he won't.
Good thing we don't have a guest that is here for the first time, because this would be really embarrassing.
She was like, oh, this is all the crap that gets cut out.
Yeah, you don't know how bad
we are. This guy's an idiot.
Is this episode 5?
He sounds so much smarter on the finished product. So
these episodes are 5 hours long before I edit them to 50 minutes.
That's what they used to be.
The box office report for the week ending something in August of 2019.
I'll let it go.
Yeah.
At this point, we're past 500, so it's just
we're coasting on fumes, man. If they weren't still making movies, what would we do? So I guess let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. We have a guest today. Longtime listener, show sharer, Patreon subscriber, Aaron Marlowe. Hey, Aaron, how's it going?
Good. Glad to be here.
So where are you at?
I am in Colorado, Denver, Colorado area.
So you are high as F.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't smoke, it's probably just...
I mean, you're above sea level.
It's constant contact.
Yeah.
People think those are clouds, but no. I love Denver, Colorado is my favorite climate in the U.S. I love no humidity. Every time I visit there, I'm just like, oh, I wish I could move there. It's so nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's getting warmer here every year, and there's too many people moving here, but it's nice.
Well, I know I've heard that the real estate prices skyrocketed because of the marijuana business. Like, young people are moving there. There's great microbreweries there, though. There's just tons of great. Mm-hmm. It's a great place if you're, you know,
if you have an addiction issue.
Yeah, right.
Like, you live here. Why is it great? The first two things Kevin lists: weed and beer,
weed and booze.
Everything's fine.
Hey, sitting pretty.
You okay over there, Kevin?
Climate. I love that no humidity. See, we're in St. Louis, Missouri, as you know, and it is like 90% humidity every day.
Yeah,
the last couple days have been all right.
It's like, it's like when you go outside, it's like walking into somebody's mouth.
Yeah.
But not in a good way.
How many mouths have you walked into?
Well, not walked into, but I don't like to toot my own horn, but toot.
Toot?
Wow. Toot.
Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you by chance have a maraca in Denver, Colorado?
No, I actually don't have a maraca.
It's made out of hemp.
We need to install, like, we should use like a hacky sack probably that has the beads inside.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. That's something that a lot of people do. Up in Boulder.
Yeah.
Up in Boulder.
Home of Mork and Mindy.
I was like, JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, boy, you can tell who's a nerd, who's a cop. Yeah. You say Boulder, he's like, oh, a famous murder. And I'm like, Mork and Mindy.
I think we should lay off replying what my profession is, maybe.
What did he say? Nanu Nanu or something?
Yeah.
He's Nanu Nanu.
And Shazbot.
Yeah.
He said Shazbot. Yeah. Do they have a statue of Mork and Boulder?
I've never seen one, and I went to high school there while I lived in Denver, and then I lived in Boulder for a little bit after high school, but I never ever saw one. No.
Not as famous as Rocky.
Yeah, because like some cities have done this. So like Philadelphia has a Rocky statue.
Brooklyn has a Captain America statue.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. And then like Minneapolis has a Mary Tyler Moore statue.
Oh, really?
Where she's throwing her hat in the air.
That's pretty famous.
And then Milwaukee has a...
A beer can.
A Fonz
statue. Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Because that's where Happy Days took place. So
Springfield has a giant Abraham Lincoln head.
We just need
and a giant bottle of ketchup. Or that's it, really? In Illinois.
They that's not. Yeah. But anyway, what shameless plugs. Don't forget, we're available on Apple Podcasts. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. We have a new review.
Oh, God. Is it a good one?
It is a good one.
Jesus, thank God.
Joe's very on edge.
Yeah.
Joe censors all the bad ones.
I got called out twice.
So this is from their iTunes name anyway is Captain Rogers 22.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
I don't know.
Thanks, Captain Steve.
Says, congratulations on 500 episodes, gentlemen. This is by far my favorite podcast. Love listening to everyone's take on movie and movie news. You help me get through many long work days, so keep up the great work and off-roading banter. Here's to another 500. Cheers, Christine/MA.
Well, Christine, I appreciate that you think we're going to do another 500 of these.
Yeah, what else are we going to do?
That's true.
So if you would like to leave a review, that's at least halfway nice. We'd love to hear it. So swing on by Apple Podcasts. Also, don't forget you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/realspoilers. While you're there, share an episode and join the League of Show Sharers, which this week, people who were kind enough to share an episode, Ralph Tribble, Brad Hyen, Jason Weesey, Griffin Foxsmith, Susan Carlson, Linnea Thunsell, Zara Vandercreek, who I found out went back and binged all 500 episodes.
Shut up.
She was like, she's like, oh, I just found you guys. And she's like, I just got all caught up. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Pump the brakes. I'm like,
what do you mean all caught up?
Wow. All caught up? All 500? Like, even box office reports?
That's awesome.
She's like, yeah. She just took me about a year, but I did it.
Jeepers.
I was like, whoa.
Aaron, did you do that? Or have you been on since episode one?
Not since episode one. I can't remember what episode. It was a few years back. But then I didn't join the League of Show Shares. I didn't join the Facebook group until last year after you guys reviewed A Star is Born. Then joined.
Cool. She's like, okay, if they like that, they must be okay.
We all did like that
and
one.
And Joe, you were going to sing something from that song?
I was not.
Oh.
No, he's just, I think we were he just decided that he would just be shallow.
Oh,
that's okay.
Trust me. It won't take much.
Yes.
Because he said he was far from shallow, but that was just a cover-up.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah. That's not the case.
So where was I? Oh, I was at Aaron Marlowe. that's literally the next
time. Now, how does that, if you can read it from ones that you weren't on.
Correct. But. So she wasn't on that one, so I will read her name. Now, if she were to be on here next week and share the episode, I would not read her name.
Because yes.
You should share an episode that you were on.
I agree.
This is what we refer to as the Brad Hyen rule, which is you're supposed to share it if you're on it. I'm not going to reward you by reading your name.
Right. Now, wait a minute. I edited some podcasts that I wasn't on, and I share them all, and I don't remember getting a name share.
Because you're a regular on
this. Because you're here in spirit.
So yeah. I'm above the Brad Hyen rule. Okay, continue.
Yeah, you've done like 490 of these things, so I think you...
And listened and edited to 500.
That's probably true. Yeah, more than that.
Here we go. Chris Sanders, Timmy Tuzoons, Tammy Sherman Powers, Julianne Jordan, Brent Smith, Tom Comiskey, Travis Tewitt, Ron Johnson, Gabriel Lugo, Glenn Brewer, Librarian Cynthia, and Lane LeVanway. So thank you very much. And you can also join our group, which is called the League of Show Sharers, which is makes it easier for you to kind of communicate with each other. And we hope to one day create a love connection between two.
That would be amazing.
The real spoiler story.
Yeah.
Does anybody have is anybody on this an ordained minister?
No. But if we have two people fall in love through the League of Show Sharers, I will go online to some BS church.
Yeah.
And be your ordained minister. Be your officiant.
We'll do a podcast at your wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my promise to you. As long as it's close and I have airline miles.
So. I'll drive.
There's the challenge. Yeah. So get those love connections
started. Right. That'd be so cool.
So anyway.
And Patreon
Patreon. Don't
very
forget Patreon.
Cool perk of
that. Patreon.com/realspoilers. $5 a month. You get bonus content. And sometimes we dip into the pool of Patreon supporters and invite them on the show, which is why Aaron is now being subjected to this live.
She's like, wait a minute. I pay for this? Yeah. Like, wait a minute. Let me.
He's like, guess I can cancel now. This is as good as it gets. Yeah, good, good to know.
Now, read the fine print. If you're on the show because of this benefit, you must stay subscribed for the next 10 years with an increase of 25% per month APR.
Yeah, right.
But we skip leap years. So there's
that's true. That's our thank you to you.
So there. There's all of that. I guess we should talk about some new, haven't done a box office report in a little while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
But yeah, this is, of course, if you haven't listened in a while to the box office or the not box office, we changed it from straight box office to the news, plus we go over the box office quickly, just because box office numbers are, they're cool to look at, but if you go back a couple years, you may not be as interested in the numbers as maybe finding out what was going on in the entertainment
plus
industry.
Plus, when Avengers
at the
time. Is number one, seven, eight, yeah. 10 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, for summer, it's rough because it's like, well, yeah, Avengers just came out on HBO, but it's also number one in the box office, so... But yeah, so the, I mean, the big news is D23. Disney every other year, I believe, has their big D23 conference, and it's they go to Comic-Con on the off years, you know, for their big announcements. But like this year, they didn't do a bunch because they were saving them all up.
They did. I mean, the Comic-Con announcements were pretty heavy.
I mean,
they announced
Phase
4.
Well, yeah, they announce something. Sometimes they don't go. This year they announce stuff, but then they just announced like 50 things in the last day. And I mean, seriously, like this Disney Plus announcement stuff, I'm like, is this Marvel Plus or Disney Plus? It's a, I mean, how many shows? There's like 10 shows coming out on Disney Plus.
So you'll get Falcon and the Winter Soldier, also starring Wyatt Russell as the U.S. agent.
Who is secretly Logan? No.
Oh my god, that'd be so great. That'd be fantastic. What a twist.
A twist.
The WandaVision show, which we don't know what that is yet, but that's also Kat Dennings is coming back to reprise.
Is that like
her.
A Harry Potter thing? The Wand of Vision?
Well, I think it's going to be Wanda is going to create her own reality and bring Vision back.
Trying to reach that Morocco. Just
Morocco's not for bad jokes. Well, it's for dirty jokes.
I'll extend it. It's for offensive things. And,
okay. Hawkeye, which will introduce Kate Bishop. It'll have Jeremy Renner training a new Hawkeye.
And in another twist, that new Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Alan Alda.
That would be even better. No, Alan Alda needs to be the original Hawkeye.
There we go.
Yeah.
Who trained him?
Who trained Hawkeye, yeah. And then I think there was...
There's three new announcements.
So there's Miss Marvel, which is a Muslim inhuman character that kind of takes over the name of Captain of Miss Marvel when Captain Marvel gave that up.
She's a Pakistani-American, right?
I believe so. And then you've got She-Hulk, which I am shocked that it took them this long to get to that. And then there was Moon Knight, which was all the other... one that has been rumored for a very long time.
I can't wait for Moon Knight to see Marvel make a better Batman than DC is. Because Moon Knight's just a poor man's Batman.
That's exactly who he is.
And, I mean, it's everything. He's super rich. He's got, except instead of the black costume, he's got a white costume. Instead of an English butler, he's got a French butler.
Multiple personalities.
Creatively called Frenchie.
Yes.
And
that's true.
And he's got his own plane.
He's got moonerangs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean,
he has a moonerang.
He has things that are half moons. So yeah, those
crescent
were the
moons,
crescent
if you
moons.
Will.
Thank you. Yes, they announced that Ryan Coogler will be back for Black Panther 2, which I think was kind of a no brainer.
I mean, wasn't he signed to like a 9-picture deal? Like,
yeah, but they didn't know. I guess there was like a scheduling conflict.
Is that why it's not coming out till 2046?
Yeah, right, right. And then I guess the big news is that Spidey's gone.
It's official.
He's out.
I mean, for now, things can always change. But
he's
coming back. But
I can't help but think that they're still...
They're playing hardball, you think?
I think both sides are playing hardball. Yeah. I think... I still feel like there's probably conversations going on.
We should,
especially when they see the public reaction.
Yeah, we should talk about, for people that don't know the news, you know, because not everyone follows it as closely as us, that Marvel... the MCU, Marvel Studios, and Sony had a 5-picture deal. And so Spider-Man appeared in 3 MCU movies, and Feige had creative control with Marvel Studios over the 2 standalone Spider-Man movies. And so after Far From Home, the contract was up, and it was time to renegotiate. Now, from what we've heard, MCU gets 5% of the first day's box office. It's not
plus
even
the merchandise.
They get all. They still have all merchandise.
Right.
Marvel owns merchandising. Sony only has film rights. So So they were only getting 5% of day one. It wasn't even like Spider-Man.
No, I think it's 5% from day one. Like,
yeah, that's
I think
what I thought too.
What they're trying to say is that there's no Hollywood accounting. It's they don't get to like take out expenses or anything. It's like from day one they get 5%.
Oh, okay.
They get basically they get 5% of the gross, not
that's
the net.
Better then, because I was like, oh, because people all had misunderstandings.
Right.
Because I looked into it. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And like, people kept wording it as from the first day. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's they refer to it. This is how I've always understood it, is they refer to it as day one dollar. And it,
they should just say gross.
I mean, I don't know why they stopped saying gross.
That's what that.
Because they're just like, ew.
Yeah. but yeah, for some reason they started saying from day one. And it's, but yeah, it's just a way to say that like you're not going to. Like, they used to play this game with people where they'd give them points, but they'd give them points off the net, and then they, you'd have these movies that made $1 billion.
Was Nicholson the one that changed that?
No, it's been going on. Harry Potter has never made a profit.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Sure.
8 movies.
Yeah, right.
That make almost $1 billion each, at least in the end. Yeah. No profit there because they just move. It's called Hollywood accounting. And it's fascinating and infuriating the way they move things around to report losses and not pay taxes and such. And so that's why a lot of movie stars, like up until recently, they would have to sue the studios because they'd get promised a percentage of the profit and they would never make a profit.
Right. And that's why a lot of times when an actor would first get offered points and they were new, they wouldn't know any better. And they'd be like, oh, I get a piece of it. But they would tell them net, not gross.
Right.
And then it would never net on paper any money.
Right.
So then people started doing gross. And Nicholson, actually, on Batman, where he made his money was the merch. He got a piece of the merch for
any
Joker stuff that used his image as the Joker. He got a piece of. I think he also got a piece of the movie, but I think I read that he's
still making money.
Like, adjusted for inflation, he made like almost $100 million.
That's why, it was like I think between 50 and 75 in 1989 dollars. So it was a good deal. But anyway, so where were we? Okay, so back to Spider-Man. So the deal is, so what happened is Marvel, when renegotiating, they came back, and I think this is a little ridiculous on Marvel's side.
They came back and said
50-50. So these movies make $1 billion. They went from 5% to 50. I'm not saying they aren't responsible for the success, but Spider-Man movies have been making $700 million to $1 billion. Five to 50 is not.
So that's a big jump, but it's maybe not as big a jump as you think initially, because you need to also point out that they would be co-financing the film. So there's $100 million that they're throwing in the pot.
Right.
Now it's a safe bet. That's not really a risk, but there's still,
But yeah, that's like I'll put $100 million up too on a Marvel,
But so they'd be putting up the money, and you know they would also be, I'm assuming, be in, if they're co-financing, they'd be in for half the marketing. By the time you net out all that stuff for real, it's not. You know, they are assuming some expenses. They're not just looking.
They are
for gross dollars.
But to strong. I mean, the problem that we're hearing, and like, you know, I'm a Disney. I love Disney.
Right.
I love the brand. I love the animated stuff we grew up with. I mean, everyone knows I love Disney. But the problem is we're now starting to see this with this corporate takeover and with Fox, all the layoffs, all the projects they're shutting down because they don't want to take risks on as many things that they know won't be profitable. And now you see Disney, and they're already strong arming theaters. They're taking away Fox showings. They will not let people do midnight shows of Die Hard and stuff anymore.
I hadn't heard that.
They're pulling screenings for people that were already signed up before the deal that would have like midnight showings of the Die Hard movies. Anything Fox now will not play second run or dollar show theaters. They're pulling all that kind of stuff out because they want it to go to their streaming service to add more value there, so they don't want anyone else
making
money.
How much more value could they possibly put on that service?
And to me that feels short-sighted, because I think those midnight screenings add value. I think the people that are going to a midnight screening of Die Hard are still going to stream it on those services.
Sure.
Those are like your in radio, you would refer to your top tier listeners as P1s, right? So I'm going to use that jargon. If those are your P1s, the people that go to a midnight screening of a 30-year-old movie are like the P1s of your P1s.
We used to do it every year.
Yeah, those are your peak fans, and they're absolutely going to consume that media in other places.
Rocky Horror Picture Show is the only one they'll allow. That's the one that they will allow because they know there's a whole
and there's so much crowd interaction.
Life. Yeah, they're probably not going to make that much or have that many people on Disney Plus or whatever stream that one. But anyway, so you know, we see Disney pulling all these moves that I'm not happy with, even though I love the Disney brand. But you see the Star takeover, and they've already strong-armed theaters saying no, you get this percentage if you want to play our movie. You know, and it's very small compared to other theatrical releases. And now you see this where it's like, yeah, we made five. Now we're going to do 50 or we walk away. And they're again, they're playing hardball. They offered 50. Sony declined it. Marvel walked away and said it's been fun. So, like, I feel like it's a little bit they're using their power and their control a little too much. And I agree they need to get more than 5% because they're. You know, they are creating a lot of success, but
why?
Come back to
why
the table.
Do they need five? Why do they need more than 5% when you have an entire line that is going to make you triple, quadruple that
for like the work? I mean, they deserve to get paid for making it a success. 5% is small.
I agree on $1 billion.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, well, I feel like if
what's that $50 million?
They just spent 70. They just spent $70 billion. Like, they have stockholders. They have to.
I get that, but I feel like. In this situation where you have set that character up to be the cornerstone of the MCU, you leave it on a cliffhanger. You know, I feel like it's short-sighted on,
I think that's also why Disney felt that they, or why Sony felt that they could had that amount of leverage is that like you clearly set up the next phase
for
to
this
be
guy.
All about Peter Parker's rise to being the new Iron Man, not necessarily in the suit, filling that role psychologically.
It's not over till it's over. Never say never, all that stuff. And they can always, I mean, they walked away for now, but remember, they walked away from the Fox deal, too.
They walked away from the Pixar deal.
Yeah, so.
Remember, I mean, Pixar was about to spin off to be its own company, and then all of a sudden they turn around and they bought it.
It's a negotiating tactic, and also this is creating a ton of ill will for Sony.
Yeah.
A ton. Everyone's singing Disney's praises,
well,
but they're not.
I think that's starting to turn.
I've seen some people
I've
that
seen
are
a
like.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people talking bad about Disney with this.
Sure.
Being on Sony's side because of the whole. Because Sony financing everything and putting up the money for the movies.
Sure.
And
it's coming around,
I'm of two minds because it's like, on the one hand, I get the argument that like Disney kind of owns everything and like, Jesus, how much more do you need?
Sure.
On the flip side, I'm like, but Sony can't make it. They haven't made a good movie except for a cartoon.
No, they made two good ones.
What?
One and two. Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, that's 20 years ago.
Totally legit.
Those people are gone.
Yeah.
So they
don't,
you know, the current regime, you know.
Bring back Avi Arad.
Yeah, like.
No, let's not.
All they've done since Spider-Man 2 is pretty much run that character into the ground.
Yeah. You had three really. Amazing Spider-Man's not
the
bad.
The first Amazing Spider-Man was okay.
Yeah, it was good.
I like it.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man 3.
But you like it because you felt like, okay, they got the origin out of the way. Mm-hmm. It was a solid movie.
Yeah.
They're setting up to do something cool now. And then you got Amazing Spider-Man
Andrew
2.
Andrew Garfield was good. He got the sarcasm of the character.
That was not the problem.
I agree. I think he gets too much crap about that.
No, he was actually
a really good Spider-Man.
Yeah,
if they had put him in
this one,
college slash
or if he
like
was even
adult,
in a movie of this quality,
yeah,
people would be loving him.
He also looks like
he's 40 now.
Yeah, I mean, he can't do it now. I'm just saying.
I think Tobey Maguire is a great grandpa. I mean,
yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's like
it is weird. It is weird to see people kind of rail against this current MCU Spider-Man. We're just like, I don't like it. This isn't the character. And
it's
I was like,
that's the anti Star Wars, anti Disney.
Yeah, I'm like, you know,
that's
this is exactly the character.
When you see,
like, this is exactly who he is.
There's people that love Disney and will never speak ill of it. There's people like me that love Disney, but it's like, I will, you know, I'll call it like it is. And there's people that hate Disney and will therefore hate every Star Wars, hate every Marvel, there's people that do not like what Disney's doing and will do anything. And that's the very vocal online anti-MCU, you know.
I want to go back and look at their tweets and be like, I think you did say you love Spider-Man. Look at that.
Yeah.
So it sucks. Like, I feel like they set him up and they've been doing a great job. Like, they did a stellar job to rehab. They had to rehab that character.
Yeah.
Like, he was coming off of, I mean, even but, going back to three, to Spider-Man 3, Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2. Now, granted, they did make an amazing, pun intended, cartoon.
Yes, the cartoon was amazing.
Next level.
And I think the cartoon, if they have to move forward without the MCU, that cartoon will be their saving grace.
Because
I think that's how you bring him in.
I think you take Lord and Miller and you give him Spider-Man.
Give Lord Miller the directing duties on the next
one. They give Lord Miller Spider-Man, it will shut a lot of people up about missing the MCU.
But if
they do anything short of that, I don't think it'll...
No.
I think a lot of people will stay away.
I feel bad for John Waters. That's not right.
No.
Who's the director of Homecoming
John
and Far
Watts.
From Home? John Watts.
Yeah. He's still attached.
Tom
him and
Holland
still have options or whatever. So I think that if they do make one in this iteration or something like they... I guess they could pay him off or something, but I think that they're attached.
Yeah.
Both of them. So, and they only have 3-picture deals. So, this next one would be the last one. If they don't, make,
you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they do. Hmm. They kill Peter Parker. I would not
and have
be,
another
I,
Spider-Man
and have it be Miles. I would not doubt that for a second.
Cause then you would take it out of that whole MCU.
You take Tom Holland out of the whole thing. You take John Watts out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
You bring in, you can have Lord Miller write the movie.
Yeah.
And then Lord Miller can write a Miles movie.
Yeah.
I would not be shocked. What I think is honestly, I think they're going to announce Spider-Man versus Venom. I think that's where Sony wants to go. And then maybe they kill him in that. And then you bring in Miles.
They can always bring him back later.
Yeah.
They're not going to, they can't kill Peter Parker forever. They'll bring him back.
We'll see. And what would be interesting is, so in the comics, when Fox had the rights to the Fantastic Four and Wolverine and the X, they weren't going to cancel the X-Men. That book sells on name alone. But they did cancel Wolverine's book, and they did cancel the Fantastic Four. I would be super...
I was wondering that, too, if they would
super
cancel
interested
Spider-Man
if they,
books.
If they cancel them... there's so many. I don't think you can cancel Amazing Spider-Man. I feel like that's kind of like their Action Comics.
Right.
But you could cancel the Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. You can cancel Spider-Gwen. You can cancel... all those
spectacular.
Do they still do that?
I don't even know.
No.
That's a shame if they do that. Just to spite,
that's a good book though.
To spite Sony. There's a lot of great creators. And
artists. Well, it's interesting because so Bendis left, but
what is he writing on DC now?
Superman.
Yeah, that's
and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's Bendis.
So he's writing Superman. He's writing the Legion of Superheroes. He's gonna write. He's writing a Batman book as well. But what Bendis has done is he's taken all of his guys from Marvel, and now they're all starting to jump ship. So Kelly Sue DeConnick, Matt Fraction, David Marquez, David LaFuente, all these guys that worked in this little Bendis universe are now starting to jump ship. So it'd be interesting to see, if they cancel Spider-Man, if people are just like, well, I'll go over there and make some books.
It'll be interesting to see what they do, but that's the big deal is that it's confirmed. It's not just rumored that for now Marvel has walked away from Spider-Man. We'll see what ends up.
And Tom Holland's little thing at the end, I feel
he
goes, hey, it's been a crazy week. I just want to say thank you. This is the people at D23. He's like, and I love you 3000. And it's like, Jesus. That's more of a gut punch than when Tony said it.
I mean, Tom Holland is not stupid. I mean, would I rather be part of the MCU?
Right.
The biggest movies of all time and this 23-movie franchise or the Venomverse?
The question I have, though, is what exactly does Sony have in regards to Spider-Man? So can Marvel use Jessica Drew, which is the Spider-Woman, or can they use... Obviously, from what I understand...
I think they own everything.
I think they own all
the
whole thing. Yeah,
Spider-Man,
I know that they have Kraven and...
Okay, so I knew that the rumor was that the big bad guy for Phase 4 and 5 was going to be Norman Osborn, was going to do the Dark Avengers, do the whole thing. So I'm sure Feige's like, God, dude.
Oh, I'm sure Feige's like, whatever.
He's like, who do we have? Doctor Doom? Done.
Yeah, he'll be, I mean...
He's like, let me go back into my toy box. I'll be fine.
They've got X-Men and Fantastic Four in the MCU now. Like, that's Phase 5. Spider-Man's great and all, but Phase 5, after this next one where they're doing sequels of all the popular stuff and the Eternals and the couple new properties.
Did you see Kumail Nanjiani?
Yeah.
That dude is jacked. He got ripped. He hanging out with Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
I guess he's like, here's my roids, bro.
It's fitness
Marvel.
Is airborne. He just contracted it.
Not by osmosis.
Yeah.
So did you say, Miss Marvel, She-Hulk?
And Moon Knight.
Okay, so those are the TV ones. And then there were a bunch of film announcements, a lot of stuff that we knew about, but the cast of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker came out. They showed them a clip. They didn't officially release it, but apparently Rey has a double-sided lightsaber.
She's in a black hood with a double-edged saber.
I'm sure that's a
That'll come in very handy in the porn parody.
Oh, jeez. Maraca, maraca. but, you know, I mean, it's a tease of her going to the dark side. I'm sure that's a head fake, but...
I told my wife, and I was like, hey, did you see the thing about Rey? And she was like, no. I go, she might be going to the dark side. She's like... F that movie. If she goes to the dark side, F that movie.
That is why they won't do it, because toys and Halloween costumes. They are not going to have all these little girls who dress up as...
I think I even said this from the beginning. I wonder if the story arc was intended to be that
she turns.
Kylo's good
and she's bad and they flip it.
I think it'd be awesome. Yeah. Like, I mean, to do a twist like that, but I don't think Disney would let that happen.
I think that's a bold, that's a what if story.
They've set Rey up to be the hero for now since The Force Awakens. And if they do that and all these kids that, you know, dress up, play with the action figure, I mean.
Well, Luke, I mean, even in the original trilogy, Luke struggles.
Yeah.
And if she's a Skywalker, they all struggle.
That's what it will be. It will be because Vader, you know, it's...
Well, we don't know who is the... If they're going to do Ben and he's going to flip, or if it's going to be Rey or what.
So that's the big deal, is people are talking about that footage. We got a teaser poster, which people are very polarized about online.
I like that poster.
I thought it was cool, but a lot of people are like, oh my God, it looks like a cartoon, blah, blah, blah.
It does look like a cartoon.
Oh, really?
But it does. I mean, I don't care. It's not like I'm like, oh, I hate this movie now.
But
it's like, it looks like a cartoon.
It's a teaser post. I mean,
the teaser looks like a cartoon.
Isn't the original poster... poster though, like isn't the poster for Jedi like him and Vader doing almost the exact same thing?
I don't remember.
I have to look
at a lot of posters
so
over there.
Posters,
but
I'm not. I mean, it's a post. There's so many different posters, animation, hand drawn. It's whatever. It's a teaser poster. So that got people talking. The cast of the Eternals came out, and there's a bunch of them there. It was announced that Kit Harington.
That part of the press conference is still going on.
Yeah, there's like 10.
Well, they're Eternals.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
oh,
right.
True.
Yeah.
There's like 10 of them up on stage, but most of them were out on stage with a picture of their character in like a rendering of their costume, so you can go find that picture. And then
if you can go find the Eternals number one, Savage She-Hulk number one, Werewolf by Night number 11, snatch them up right now, because they are skyrocketing.
There
like
you go.
Crazy.
But yeah, so Kit Harington, who of course was already in Game of Thrones with Richard Madden, who's in the Eternals, is also joining. So we'll have
he's the Black Knight, which is like a King Arthur kind of style character.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, why not?
Reunite two from Game of Thrones. That's the big headline that's been going around. Black Widow, they showed footage from that movie. Uh-huh. It looks like they are going to Budapest, so we'll finally figure out what the hell they were talking about in all these Avengers movies about Budapest.
I've heard the people have described it as it was like the Bourne Identity or Mission Impossible meets like some other movie. So I was like, yeah, let's do that. And she's got a white costume.
Oh,
there's
okay.
a white costume that shows up, and I was like, that's the
White Widow?
Well, I think that's Florence Pugh's costume.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
You would think they'd use her, Florence Pugh, in a Star Wars movie.
Pew, pew.
You're on fire today, Tom. Jungle Cruise, Rock came out on like a steamboat rolling around the stage. This guy, jungle movies must be in his contract, because it's amazing how many of these things he makes, but they make $1 billion. So there's that. We got a picture of Emma Stone as Cruella de Vil in the prequel that I guess we're going to find out how Cruella turned.
Oh, it's
Deville?
A prequel?
Yeah.
I didn't know
yeah.
it was a prequel. I thought it was just a remake or something.
That's why she's so young. Because, you know, Cruella usually looks older. And,
that's true.
And so, yeah. And it's going to be how she turns evil, I guess.
You know what I think about that movie?
What?
Nothing. Oh. I could care less about...
You could
like,
care less?
Yes. No. I couldn't care less.
Oh.
Like the Maleficent stuff, this movie, I don't care.
Maleficent's
pretty good.
Here's some breaking news. You're not the demo.
No, I'm not. That's true.
The poster's cool, though. The thing that came out, she looks cool.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be more like 70s and punk.
It's punk
and
rock.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's what they... Heard, so. It's inspired. Like she's got a punk rock look. So.
Yeah.
We'll see. But yeah, Angie and Dakota Fanning, or no, Elle Fanning came out on stage for Maleficent, the sequel. It's coming out later this year.
And Angie's also in the Eternals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mulan, they came out and talked about the big deal about the big Pixar thing that came out was Soul. They released a synopsis for that. So it's Pete Docter again who did Inside Out. And so obviously that was about emotions and any inner workings of your brain. So now it's actually talking about Soul.
If I could avoid another Billabong scene, that'd be...
Billabong.
Whatever it is.
Okay,
yeah,
what
thank you.
Yeah,
you don't
now
even know
I can't
what his
remember.
Name is.
I cannot remember. What was that guy's name?
I don't remember.
If I could avoid another scene like that,
jeez,
that'd be great.
Now I can't only think of Billabong.
not the clothing line.
Yeah.
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
Bing bong.
But yeah, if I could get, if I could avoid another scene like that,
yeah,
that'd be great.
I think you're going to be getting plenty. So, according to, this is from D23's website. According to Doctor, the film asks the ultimate questions: why am I here? Where did I come from? What am I here for? So, I mean,
they're basically souls training before they go into a body.
Right.
So it's, that's what it is. I mean, it's going deep. I mean, if you thought Inside Out was,
yeah, with Jamie Foxx and Tina
Complex.
Fey.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is going to be like a band teacher, I think. And then Tina Fey is playing the soul.
Did you know that Jamie Foxx was dating Katie Holmes?
Yeah,
apparently for
yeah.
5 years.
For a long time.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, they broke up. I was like, I didn't.
It was never confirmed. So, like, I guess they kept it on the super DL, and then it was only announced they broke up.
Yeah,
so.
I was like, I didn't. When were they dating?
Yeah. But I mean, hey,
it's
look.
Been,
at,
yeah, it's been. That's been for a long
okay.
time.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I guess, I mean, look, they stayed out of all the.
That's. Even if they stayed out of it, it didn't matter because it still broke up.
But, yeah, good for them at least not yeah. being hounded.
That's another one who's.
There goes
kid.
Collateral, too.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true.
Well.
they kept that. That's a weird one where they kept that kid. Remember that kid was everywhere
with Siri.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden she was like, "Nope, I'm gonna put you over here, and nobody will ever see you again."
She is. She's still everywhere. She's in everybody's phone.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Go watch that documentary.
Which one?
The clear
Scientology.
Yeah. Going clear.
Oh, there, yeah. Yeah. Well, yes. There's a reason she's out of.
Yeah.
The
I don't
yes.
like to. I mean, no. I don't like to even speak these things out loud because I
don't,
see.
I'll, yeah.
Don't
want to
come after us.
Yeah. You know what?
We can't afford it.
Come after me.
They got lawyers. Well, we don't.
Yeah. Well, step. Make, yeah.
Get see, on I'm my, outside at your mailbox videotaping your house. Yeah.
So my the mailbox is attached to my house. So come on in.
Is that? On
I
your
dare you.
It's on your territory.
Yeah.
Huh? But anyway, so yeah, we got and Tom Holland, the reason why he gave those statements backstage, he was out there with Chris Pratt promoting Onward, which is that's the very next Pixar movie, right?
Is that the one with Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Is that Disney or Pixar? I can't
that's
remember.
Pixar.
It
that's
is
Pixar. Soul, that's... Soul, I think, is Disney.
No, Soul is also
Pixar.
Pixar.
But Onward is the one that's coming out next.
Okay.
That's the one with the it's monsters. I don't know
yeah,
much about
it. Yeah, it's like fantasy,
it, but...
the fantasy world, I guess, caught up to the modern world or something.
Yeah. And then the last big one that I have on here, I mean, Frozen 2, we knew that's coming, whatever. But the new one that I hadn't heard about is Raya and the Last Dragon, which is from the guys that brought you Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
I really like Big Hero 6.
I enjoyed that one.
So which is a Marvel property.
Sort of.
I mean
yeah,
based
kind
on
of.
The Marvel
kind
comic
of,
books.
Yeah. loosely.
So, yeah, and it's the writer of Crazy Rich Asians.
Nice.
It's obviously has that Asian cultural influence. But, yeah, that was one that I don't think we had ever seen anything for before. But, yeah, we'll have to see what happens with that. But I think that pretty much wraps up all the Disney Marvel
The Mandalorian
stuff.
Got a trailer.
It got a trailer.
Which looks fudging dope.
I didn't watch it, but I know some people, Jeff, one of our listeners and friends, he was at Celebration when they showed the little teaser trailer, and people were like next level excited.
I am shocked at the, like, sometimes when you get those Netflix, but those, like, those made
the streaming,
the big budget movies that are kind of streamlined down, you lose a little bit.
Well, this,
nope.
There's nothing about Disney Plus, and
this looks like a Star Wars movie.
Talking about streamlining or cutting corners. Like, these movies and these TV shows, like, again, and they announced like 15 shows. I'm like, how? There's so many Marvel things. This could be a Marvel streaming service. Like, there's enough content.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
then
they announced like a Lizzie McGuire movie or something.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
all
there's
kinds
tons
of
Disney stuff. On,
I think the Lizzie McGuire thing sounds genius.
Why?
To bring her back as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
I
sure,
mean,
sure.
Just, have you seen what like Full House
yep.
Returns, whatever the hell that's called? Is.
Fuller House.
There we go.
Like five seasons or whatever.
Yeah, but it's like, I think that's genius. And I also, like, I never watched High School Musical, but I love the fact that they called it High School Musical, the series.
Yeah.
That is.
Oh, my gosh.
And I watched the trailer for it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I thought it was a typo in the headline. And so
no,
and
the
I'm
poster
like,
has it.
It's
yeah.
High School Musical, the musical, the series. And like the trailer for it looked pretty good.
Does
it?
Yeah.
It's
a popular enough series where, I mean, those movies are not good. I had never watched them. And then recently Katie had me watch them because she grew up with them.
Because,
and I'm like,
because she's paying you back.
Oh boy.
For all the stuff you've made her
well,
watch.
Well, that's very fair. But I was like, these are bad. Like, there's.
Is anyone from the originals going to be like making an appearance?
Oh,
like
as a
Zac
Efron's a teacher?
I don't think so. I think the premise. And I have, other than Zac Efron, I don't know if I would know any of the
Vanessa Hutchins, right?
Vanessa Hutchins.
Yeah,
and
okay.
That's how they met.
Tilsdale, I think, was on that.
But I don't think
Corbin
I would know.
Corbin Blue is very talented, and he does Broadway stuff.
But the premise is that they're the high school where High School Musical was filmed has never done High School Musical as a musical. What? For the school.
So wait a minute.
This is like Glee.
So they're going into the high school to stage the high school musical, the musical.
Wait a minute.
Where okay. the movie was filmed.
High School Musical. Hold on.
Yeah.
High School Musical knows that High School Musical is a musical? A movie?
So it's from watching the trailer, the way it looked to me was that it starts with this like adult giving, like they're in the gym and they're like, oh, your school is where High School Musical was filmed.
Oh,
of
my
all
gosh.
The musicals you've ever done at this school, you've never staged High School Musical.
Okay, so they're aware that High School Musical right. is a movie.
Right.
So it's the real school where High School Musical is filmed.
Allegedly.
And they're making a musical out of the movie.
So then...
Okay, that's pretty brilliant.
Okay, that's amazing.
Right? Like, right? I'm just kind of like...
Because then it's not just their corny, like, I mean, those... They're like a musical, and I love musicals,
right,
but
right.
like they bust out into songs, and they're not very good.
Yeah.
Like Zac Efron is someone else singing for him, even though he can sing, and Vanessa Hudgens, I can't remember. But anyway, it's pretty corny, but they bust out like a musical.
Right.
So that's pretty funny if now they're saying that was a movie, and
yeah.
they're doing a musical. That's
funny.
And they'll probably be way better.
It kind of reminds me of Supernatural when they did their... What was it? I think it was their 200th episode, and they did a musical, and they had
yep.
a high school that was putting on, because in Supernatural, they also have that world in books. So they had all these high school girls putting on Supernatural, the musical.
It was
for
great.
Some reason, it reminds
though, there's
me of
a
that,
Buffy
yeah.
episode, too, like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Yeah.
I forgot. So, yeah, Joe's a big Supernatural person, and Aaron is, too. You go to the conventions, right? You've been to the Supernatural
I've
conventions?
I've been to two of them, yeah. Yeah. And then they're supposed to be coming back next year after the show's wrapping up this season.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
I'm like two
yeah.
seasons behind.
Wow.
I just haven't.
For
I,
you.
I haven't had time to sit. Like,
okay.
I have no time to sit down and watch. Plus, we got rid of things. So, like, I had to wait for the seasons to pop up on Netflix.
I mean,
so,
you named both your daughters Sam and Dean.
Sam and Dean.
So
yeah.
I just
yeah. that's true.
Thought you'd be caught up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, the but, show's gone downhill anyway. So.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
I've invested
bad.
This much
I mean,
time
I'm still
in it.
Watching it, but
yeah. So, but the Carl Weathers is in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
That's great. I saw him in the trailer. I was like, great. And then Werner Herzog is in that show.
Oh, man.
Which is just a weird. I retweeted somebody said, like, the weirdest part about this whole thing is seeing Werner Herzog in a Star Wars movie.
But he's always kind
of
done those.
He
like,
pops up every once in a
yeah.
while.
Yeah. But he was in that Jack Reacher movie, right?
I think so. He's
oh,
a
really?
Bad guy, right?
Yeah, he was the bad guy
yeah,
in Jack.
So weird. He's obviously
a
directed a
he
ton
does
of
have a
stuff,
great voice.
But he's acted in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's
just
in an episode of Parks and Rec.
That's right.
Oh, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, showing the house to.
That's right.
So Andy weird. And I can't remember her name now.
Aubrey Plaza.
I like that. I like that when a director like Kenneth Branagh. I mean, he's a great director, but he also still acts.
He's
stuff.
A solid actor.
He's in Harry
too,
Potter. Obviously, he was in the
Murder,
train thing.
Yeah. Murder on the Orient
yeah,
Express.
And he's
yes.
filming the second one, or
yeah.
is coming out soon. So it's like I like that when
Are
a
they doing Death in the Nile.
Death in the Nile.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's got a big cast too. I can't remember everyone, but like,
have they done that before? Is that a movie?
I thought so.
I was actually in a stage production of that one.
Get out of here, really.
Were
yes,
you, awesome.
It's
were you
the
deaf
most
or the Nile?
Play in the, oh my god!
Oh. It's Hercule Poirot.
I don't know. I was in William Inge's Picnic.
Oh,
that is a boring play.
Oh, that
Do you remember
awful.
Any of the lines?
No, I don't. I just remember that like the whole thing was like they're at a picnic and two kids are falling in love, and then maybe they shouldn't fall in love, but then they go ahead and fall in love. The end. I was just like, I'm like, I'm bored doing this. I'm on stage and I'm bored.
To be fair, you got to give it to him. That title, I mean, it's a fitting title.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's like that Simpsons episode where they go see Naked Lunch. He's like, I can think of two things wrong with that title.
And I don't know if it's a St. Louis thing because that guy is from St. Louis. And so
okay.
Picnic is his big one. That and another one called Bus Stop, which you might know because it was. Yeah, I know. It's like you only write things about where people sit there and wait.
My ants really took off, though.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you might know Bus Stop because it was Marilyn Monroe was in it in the film. But,
oh, okay.
But yeah, that was pretty boring too. But we did both when I was in high school. But the dude's from St. Louis, so maybe it's a St. Louis thing.
Maybe. Like, just eating pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, you should probably pound through this
well,
box
Obi-Wan.
Office report.
That's the last one.
Yes.
Is Ewan McGregor's back as Obi-Wan in a series that will take place around the same time as Solo.
Gotcha.
That's yeah. when it'll fall in the time.
They're going to acknowledge the existence of that?
They're going to acknowledge the existence of Solo.
I liked it. I don't have a problem with
it. Because
it
was fun.
Just, Yeah.
Big dumb.
That was a
big,
lot of fun.
Big, yeah. not even dumb, just a big fun Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, cool. That's the one I saw 3 times in theaters, and every time I saw it, once I got past my expectations and figuring out how things were going to go down, sat back and just watched it. It's a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
Yeah.
So anyway, yep, so lots on D23. You can check out their website, check out the Real Spoilers Facebook page, tons of stuff on there. But going over to the box office, running through this top 10 here, Angel Has Fallen, $20.5 million. So.
I almost wanted to call an audible. And do that movie.
I've not seen the other two.
I've never seen
them
either.
The first one is amazing.
I did not want to watch 3 movies.
No, the first you don't need to. Like the first one is Olympus Has Fallen.
Okay,
and that's the good one.
Right, the White House Down was bad.
Yes, Olympus Has Fallen was just like holy guaca. Like it's a crazy action flick and it's amazing. The second one not so good.
I think that whole thing turned me off from seeing any of them because they were like, oh, there's 2 White House movies with guns and action, whatever, and one's bad. I'm just like, I'm not seeing any of them.
No,
just,
I almost asked if we could double it up, but
and it's one of those things where like I don't like to watch a third movie in a series if I haven't watched the other two. It's just my like completionist.
Yeah.
I just don't watch them out of order, so it would have been frustrating. But anyway,
this is getting good reviews.
I heard it's better than 2. 2 is apparently a travesty.
It's not
so, but there is a review. Steve Kelly reviewed it for ReviewSTL.com, so go check that out. But $20.5 million opening weekend at the end of August, I guess, is not too bad for the time period. I do not have a budget on it, though, so that's not usually a great sign. So we'll see if we can report on that later. But number 2 at the box office is Good Boys, the movie, one of the movies from last week. We did a double. We did 500, and then 501 was Good Boys, so go listen to that if you haven't. And $10.8 million is a 50% drop. It is up to $41 million domestic. Wow.
Man. Good for that.
Good for it's a comedy, $20 million budget, so
and opened the same weekend as Superbad.
Oh, is that right?
Superbad came out that first or second weekend in August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that we all enjoyed it at least on some level. So
it was good.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, but I still enjoyed it.
Yeah,
nice
I agree.
To see at the end of summer. It's not just a dumping ground. Movies you can just go and be entertained by and not, you know. So, there's that one in number 2. Number 3, The Lion King, still making money.
What?
$8.7 million, a 29% drop in week 6. $511 million domestic. Joe, guess real quick on the worldwide.
$1.2 billion.
And is that just the foreign? Or total?
No, that's total.
$964 overseas brings us to $1.469.
Whoa.
$1.5 billion. So for all the Lion King haters out there, I mean, wasn't a fan of it.
And then you saw the Lady and the Tramp like stills. It's just like, all right.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I get it.
I think it's a different, it's a different beast, pun intended, but I mean, it's just,
and he was giving me trouble.
So I don't know, but I mean, you wonder why they do these, and obviously there was something to this, even though a lot of people were turned off by the animation. 1.5 billion.
What happens when they're out?
I think they go.
I told you they do animated versions of their live action remakes.
Like, no, I think they. So once they get because they're gonna run out, like Mulan.
Yeah, like nobody's kind of like I want a live-action version of the Black Cauldron.
I mean, I would.
Sure.
But
I don't know how that would work. But,
yeah. Be cool.
But I mean, you could do Robin Hood. You could do, I feel like, Treasure Planet or even
but
those like
nobody
ones...
cares about Treasure Planet.
Yeah, maybe. But if
Treasure Planet's good. They
but nobody
just
cares
need...
about Treasure
nobody
Planet.
Nobody can make it into something.
But they can make it into something
but
people care
but
about.
They're... But at that point, then just make a new movie.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Because they're—I mean, the whole point of this is that it's an established intellectual property that has a built-in fan base that they can that they can draw on. So Treasure Planet offers none of
that.
But
it's already done. Like they don't have to create a new thing. That's what they keep. Go into the well. It's like, well, it's written. There is some branding and fan base to it, and they put The Rock in it and some other big stars. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like seriously.
Well, they had Atlantis and Treasure Planet were like the 2 that were back to back, and I think both of those could work as a live action. To your point, I agree that those were like towards the end,
totally
like post Mulan, I guess.
But the fact is, they are good, whether people saw them or not. So they've got a good movie there sitting waiting to be remade. You know, I mean, they'll do, you know, they'll probably do, I think they are doing Rescuers and some
are they really?
Regard in CG or something. Yeah, they're going to do them all. And then,
yes.
I mean, I think Pixar-izing them. I think making CG versions of some of them. Like, if they do Robin Hood, though, they better do, like, a CG. Don't do a live action.
That would be really, weird.
You know, don't.
They're actually just going to put out a regular live action Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's just our movie, but with humans.
Guy Ritchie's directing it. No. He's a Disney guy now, and that other one wanted to be Guy Ritchie, right? Isn't that the one that wasn't?
Oh, that was so bad.
It
oh
was
my God.
Terrible.
That was the Taron Egerton
It came
one.
Out right by King Arthur, which was Guy Ritchie, and so it looked and had the same feel.
What?
It wasn't Guy Ritchie. No. Guy Ritchie did King Arthur, and then Robin Hood wanted to be Guy Ritchie, but it wasn't him.
Oh,
so,
Guy Ritchie did a King Arthur movie?
Yeah, he did the awful Charlie Hunnam King Arthur.
That's right.
That was maddeningly bad.
It made like a nickel.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot. Okay.
Yeah, because we had to pay to see
Disney's got, you know, the sword and the stone waiting.
Did we see that?
Yeah.
We did an episode on that?
I didn't do an episode on that.
Oh, geez. Did I record that by myself? No. I don't know. I had to watch it, so I don't know. There's no way I would have watched that without...
I definitely did not remember
we've
that
got
one.
Too many of these things. So anyway, Lion King making all the money in the world. It, you know, that and Avengers, Disney's doing all right. Number four.
Yeah, episode 280, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
You're crazy. Like, I would have watched that without doing an episode on
it's
that.
It's so funny. I'm like, wait, we did that?
Yeah, I had zero interest.
Maybe. I did not do that. It was terrible.
It was... We were mad how bad it was. I was, at least. Number four, Overcomer. Is that a religious?
Excuse you?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Overcomer.
It's the same kind of studios that do like all of those.
Okay.
Those but, Cameron movies and stuff.
Yeah, $5 million budget, $8 million opening weekend.
Sounds about right.
So I don't.
Did they spell it with a U?
No.
Okay, just asking. It's a fair question.
It is a fair question.
It's a fair question.
Yes.
If you're married, it'd be okay.
Well, this is directed by Alex Kendrick, written by Alex Kendrick, and Stephen Kendrick, produced by Stephen Kendrick. So I'm thinking that the Kendrick family has something to
I'm
do
sure
with
Anna's
this.
I'm sure Anna's like, no, we don't.
Well, I might see it if it stars her. That's a different story. Yeah. Oh, you can't say that. It's
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, sorry.
Number five, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, man. We're getting to the end here. We haven't heard our movie yet.
I know, right?
$7.8 million is a 45% drop, $147 million on that one, $462 million overseas. So guess they didn't need Vin Diesel after all.
Do we ever? Well, have we ever? I mean, they needed him in the beginning.
Iron Giant.
That's fair.
That's okay, an existential question that we
sure,
do know
Warner
the answer
Warner
to.
Brothers is like, can we remake that?
Yeah.
But, I mean, to be fair, I think the last Fast and Furious made like $1 billion. This
it
made
did.
400.
That's what Disney should do next. They should start making live-action versions of other people's good cartoons. So, like, we get a live-action Iron Giant.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Actually, just licensing.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, can we use Superman? Can we just borrow? Like, we'll give you $3 billion. Can we just use that in our movies?
Sure.
Yeah. You probably do a better version than we would.
Okay, and I found you were out for King Arthur. So
I was?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first line of the synopsis, Joe is out this week, presumably making salsa.
Oh, my God.
Or seeing how to be a Latin lover for the fifth time.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh. Yeah. Who filled in?
We carry on. The movie of the week is the Guy Ritchie train wreck, King Arthur. Your friendly neighborhood box office report. Just how much money did the movie lose? Tune in, find out. All this plus... Tom buys Dan a new musical instrument.
So much
this episode 280 is the premiere.
Is the birth of the maraca.
So you should buy this issue because it's first appearance of the maracas. And so I think it was just the three of us.
Can some artist with plenty of time on their hands go and make 500 comic book style issue covers?
Just do one. I'd even just take one of just like the origin of the maraca. Issue number 280.
That'd be pretty funny. Anyway, so number six. Ready or not, I'm going to read the title. Ready or not.
Okay.
So there it is. $7.4 million, $10.4 million total. Like, it did open in the middle of the week. So I think it only, they don't have a budget on here, but
couldn't
what would you say,
much.
10 to 20?
Maybe. 15.
That seems
that.
Fair.
Yeah, I think somewhere in there. So we'll get into that one next episode. Number seven, Angry Birds with 6.6. Number eight, Scary Stories to Tell in the third week made 6.2. Dora, Brad Hyan's favorite movie of the year, Dora and the Lost Kingdom.
That was getting some good buzz, too.
Yeah, it's directed by James Bobbin.
Which I didn't realize.
Who directed
the second...
two new Muppets movies, but he was in a comedy troupe with Jermaine Clement, Brett McKenzie, and Taika Waititi. They're all New Zealand guys, and that's why those Muppet movies are great. And I didn't realize, but he's good. So
I guess I thought Jason Segel directed the first Muppets.
He just wrote it.
He wrote it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, Dora made $5.5
million. Co-wrote it.
Yeah. And then number 10, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, $5.2 million in week five. And that is up to $123 million domestic and $65 million foreign.
And according to Wikipedia, the budget for Ready or Not, $6 million.
Good. Beautiful. Yeah. There
perfect.
You go.
That's where it needs. That's that where these movies need to live.
Yeah. Half of it went to that dress.
So plus marketing, it's pretty much made its money back first weekend. So yeah. And there may be some good word of mouth, but we'll get into that next week.
Awesome.
Next episode, I guess. Right. You know, I mean, you could wait and watch it. Listen next week.
It
if you
depends
want,
on how long it takes you to edit it.
Yeah, it will be during the next week, so yes. Technically. But that's the box office.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
So I guess that's it for this one. Let's go around the table, and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And Aaron, where can they find you if you would like to be found?
People can follow me on Twitter at April Beauty, where I talk a lot about Rocket Man and Taron Egerton right now. So that's the majority of what I'm talking about.
How excited
about.
Are you when he gets cast as Wolverine?
I don't know how I feel about that. Whatever he gets to do, I'm fine. But I'm not too into Wolverine. So, but if he's in it,
yet.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, not yet.
yeah, that's true. And then, but you can also follow my dog on Instagram. I am that kind of person that has an Instagram for my dog, Schroeder the Schroeds. Is where you can find him on Instagram, Schroeder Marlowe.
So. All right.
Nice. Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online at facebook.com/Real Spoilers. While you're there, join our group, the League of Show Sharers. And of course, if you like us $5 worth, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/Real Spoilers, where you get all sorts of bonus content. And maybe you can be subjected to this live, not unlike Aaron Marlowe. So that's it for this one. Coming up on the next one, we will tackle Ready or Not. So until then, you've been warned.
1-1000. When someone new joins the family, you have to play a game.
2-1000.
Hide and seek? Are we really going to play that?
3-1000.
You can hide anywhere in the house.
I know you're in here.
4-5.
You have to kill you before sunrise.
6-7-8-9-10. Ready or not, here I come.
Ready or not, rated R.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.